This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast, the official podcast show of The Guy in the Tie. I'm your host, Ray Digley, and this is my weekly word, the small segment of the show where I try my very best to pass along some quick, cool content with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated to get out there and dig your dream. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to my weekly word. Another week that was super busy between my time at the office, baseball coaching, and some new stuff we have up our sleeve for Dig Me. So I wanted to pass along a story and message that I think was pretty awesome, and I think that we all could relate because we're definitely, at least my gut feeling says, we've all been guilty of doing this at some point in our life. So earlier this week, I had one of my awesome kids, and this has been the true reward of still coaching baseball, is not only do you get an opportunity to hopefully be a good influence on some young kids, right, but you also get to help them work on their fundamentals and improve their skill set so they can compete better on the field. But one of the other rewards is you really get a chance to spend some time with some really cool kids that have some charismatic personalities. So in the middle of this week, one of those really cool kids walks into my cage and says, "Yo, Coach Ray, check out my new bat. It's $500. And I look at this bat and I'm like, this is the newest and arguably the most expensive bat on the market. This kid was super, super stoked. And I totally get it. I've been there. I remember when I was younger and I got a new glove or new bat, or even in my time in pro ball, every time I got a new box of brand new bats, it just felt amazing. Actually, a lot of times when you get that new item, especially if it's somewhat expensive, you feel like you're gonna be a better player. And that's what I was getting at. So I said to my young player, Mike, listen, congratulations on the new bat. You better give mom and dad a super big hug for spending that hard-earned money to buy you that bat. But here's the reality. I don't care how expensive your bat is, it's not gonna make you a great hitter. You are gonna make you a great hitter. And although it seemed like I was being a Debbie Downer, that really is the truth. You know, I wanted him to realize that it's not about how much your bat costs. It's about how much time you're willing to put in to your sport that you're working out for. So in reality, here's the bottom line. It's not about how much money you spend. It's about how much time you spend on the thing you love to do. So my young ball player, I want him to understand that, yes, is it cool? Is it awesome to have that expensive bat? And more than likely, is that bat, you know, a little bit of a higher level than some of the other bats that don't cost that much? Of course. Listen, I'm a brand guy. I totally get it. I do believe that there are certain brands and products that are better than their inexpensive counterpart. There's no question. But for the most part, we've all been guilty of purchasing something, not because we're convinced that it is better. We purchase it because of the price point, because of what others think, and because we think if we have that, we're automatically gonna become better. We're gonna become better at our jobs, we're gonna become better at our sport, we're gonna become better in our personal lives, and that's just not the case. You see, it's not about how much money you spend, it's about how much time you spend on the things you love to do. You wanna be a better baseball player? Don't spend so much money on a bat. Spend more time in the cage. Spend more time working on your swing, on your mechanics. Spend more time with the coach who's gonna help you. If you wanna get better at your job, you better start spending more time in the office or spending more time with people in your industry that are successful. You wanna be a better spouse or sibling or work on your personal relationships and improve those, you have to spend more time with those people. You know, it's not always about how much money you spend. It's about how much time you spend on the things you love or how much time you spend with the people that you love. So once again, please don't get this wrong. I'm not saying that there's not a time and a place to buy expensive things. That's part of the reason why we work so hard. There are things out there that we're all working hard to achieve, working hard to spend our hard-earned dollars on. Maybe it's a new home, a really nice car, maybe a vacation, maybe some really expensive clothing. But at the end of the day, it's not about how much money you spend. It's about how much time you spend on the thing you love to do or how much time you spend with the people you love the most. So sure, get excited if you were able to buy something expensive over the last few weeks. Enjoy it. I would. But just know this. It's not about the price of that product. It never has been. It's about the time that you're going to give towards the thing that you love to do the most. Spend more time working out. Spend more time learning. Spend more time listening. Spend more time. Spend more time. Spend less money. I think that's a lesson that we could all learn from. It doesn't matter how much money is in our wallet today, whether you have a lot or a little, it's a great lesson for all of us moving forward. So as you finish out this summer, as school's coming back, as we're about to head into the fall, and you know that holiday season's around the corner when all we wanna do is spend, 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 just remember, it's not about how much money you spend, it's about how much time you spend doing the things you love. That was my weekly word. Like I always say, whether it's 100, 1,000, or a million of you that end up watching or listening to this podcast, just know you are the one reason I love to do it each and every week. Now until next week, you know what you gotta do. Go on, get out there, spend less money, spend more time, tip your cap, and dig your dreams.